For young adults with disabilities, finding a career path after high school can be difficult. Kalamazoo Regional Education Service Agency eases the transition from student to employed worker. WMUK's Nancy Camden has this story.
I met Jennifer at Kalamazoo Valley Community College. Jennifer was born with Down syndrome, a genetic disability.
My name is Jennifer Williams.
She's an employee in the cafeteria.
I am 24 years old.
Robin Friel Pierce is the food service director.
Everybody just adores Jennifer. Her attitude is so upbeat. If they need, you know, just a hand finishing something up or whatever, they'll holler at Jen and she's right there for them. Great part of our team.
My name is Laura Williams. I'm Jennifer Williams' mother. Jenny's been training to have a career for years. Food service is her first love, so we tried to find her a job consistent with that, and she did 2 years out here in the young adult program.
Jennifer got to this point of being a paid employee with some help.
My name is Deb Wild. I'm the principal of the young adult program for Kalamazoo Regional Education Service Agency, KRESA, as we call it. The young adult program, there are students 18 to 26 years old who all have a disability. They've completed their 4 years of high school. Some have earned a diploma and some haven't. But now it's time to get down to the real world for these students leaving the school setting as they know it and entering into adult life. The young adult program has numerous work sites, and here at Kalamazoo Valley Community College is one of our work sites with Aramac, which is the food service, and we send a job coach.
My name is Linda Raymond. I'm a work coach for the young adult program. We're working in the kitchen. I'm working with 3 students. Not only are they learning the skills of working in a kitchen, but they're learning social skills as well. Asking for help if they need it, being thankful, know what job to do next, learning to keep track of the time.
My name is Connie Lornette. I'm a work coordinator for the Kalamazoo RESA Young Adult Program. Their disabilities range, it could be anyone from a student with a cognitive impairment to someone who has a learning disability, someone who is on the autism spectrum, person with an emotional impairment. Disability isn't who they are. It's just like anybody else, we have things that we're really good at and other things that we're not so good at. And everyone's always endeavoring to improve who they are and what they're doing.
Jennifer went from being a student in a work enclave to now she's a paid employee.
She gets her paycheck and she brings it home and she's so excited. We wanted her, even as a person with a disability, to pull her own weight if she could.
We work on also teaching our students to ride public transportation, grocery shopping, managing your money, buying your own clothes, taking care of where you live.
She just recently moved out of an apartment. She's back home for a while, but she will go back out into as independent of a living situation as we can get for her. She absolutely loves her job. People with disabilities make amazing workers because they want to work. They want to get up and go somewhere every day.
I've learned a lot from her. My staff's learned a lot from her. Jennifer educates us. Jennifer has a great outlook on life. She's happy. She's upbeat. When she goes out, we're kind of busy and she'll be wiping down tables. Everybody, you know, they'll say hi to her and, you know, it's a community college. This is what we should do.
These are members of our community that are not designed to live separate lives, but to be part of our lives and enriching our lives in ways that really nobody else can.
Do you like doing your work?
Yes, I do.
What do you like about it?
Everything.
For WMUK, I'm Nancy Camden.